All right, let me do this intro where you actually like really start the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jesus. Greetings once again, true believers, and welcome to the 20th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Holy One, also known as Craig, with me are Chaos72 and SneakyBeat15, better known as Ray and Ian of the Longbox Heroes Alliance. Hello, gentle folks.
Hello.
Hello, friend.
Hello. We have a special guest this week. We have Stink Palm with us. Hello, Stink Palm.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. Longtime listener and frequent commenter, I think, on every episode on at least Reddit.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, so we wanted to have him on just to because we enjoy our listeners.
Right. The co-hosting duties are getting taxing for Ray and I. We need someone to pick up the slack.
This is for the week of January 6th to January 13th, and we're now in the dreaded year 2016.
Why is it dreaded?
I don't know. Isn't this another one of the years where the world's going
to
end?
If by that you mean every year, then yes.
If by that you mean Trump gets to be president, sure.
Yeah, that'd be bad. Don't, oh, my God, did he make a stupid statement the other day? So, holy cripes. That guy.
More so? Or?
Yes. Apparently, he made some comment. Ray, you should edit this part out because this is inappropriate. But he apparently made some comment that he didn't think the U.S. flexed its nuclear arsenal enough.
Oh, like, fantastic.
What the F is wrong with you? That is the thing you don't click. We clicked it once, and we never click it again. All right, events going on for our Deadpool dailies. Today we've got Purple Doctor Doom, Thursday is Blue Mystique, Friday Black Hulk, Saturday Purple Sam Wilson, Sunday Black Psylocke, Monday Yellow Beast, Tuesday Green Bullseye, and Wednesday Steve Rogers. Anybody need any of those things, excluding the stuff we'll talk about later?
I was going to say, yes, every single one of them.
Right. Yes. No. Wait, I'm confused. I'm back on board. I definitely need Bullseye.
Oh.
I feel like he's not a character I have near Mac.
Yeah, I looked right before recording, and as it turns out, no, I have all those characters actually maxed. I'm actually getting to the point where I'm running out of three stars who need covers. So I feel good about that and yet kind of sad.
Well, that's all right. There's going to be so many five stars soon, you won't know what to do.
Yeah, I'm full up. I'm looking forward for Friday for another legendary.
Oh, Friday is the Nick Fury
event. Yeah, yep, you got Nick Fury, which I will have no chance of winning. And then I will have a chance on the 13th, because then we've got Invisible Woman, so I can always just go invisible and hope to win by slow diminishing.
Right. We don't know who the matchup is, but again, from what I looked at, as far as looking at people's rosters, Eric, you should smoke the upcoming Crash of the Titans.
I got a good shot, because I have, I really like Fury's blue.
You run him at 355, don't you?
I'm 155. I can't get a yellow.
Oh, just, that's fine. 155, 35. Yellow's. It's a silly power, so I don't pay much attention to it.
That's my biggest power for him. I gotta hope that pulls me through.
That's Summon Avengers, right?
Yeah, it is.
The Avengers assemble.
Trying to find my Nick. My Nick Fury is at a 331.
He still got a good shot.
So we'll give it a whirl.
Right. Hang in there, guys. We'll find out more.
Thor events. Venom Bomb 2 closed out. Did everybody get enough points to get to the legendary? I got a Star-Lord. What about anybody else?
That's good.
I participated for a change, which was nice. Fighting the symbiotes was a lot of fun. You were correct.
Yeah.
No. On the first one, the first time they ran it, I placed second, first time ever. So I got four covers, and I had to ignore my family to do it. But
that's always worth it.
Four Venoms, though. That's sweet.
It's just that it's
Venom.
What'd you get for your legendary token?
I didn't hit the max for it. I got second, and I only got like 53,000 in that PVE. It was a fluke.
Right? Did you get to the end?
Yeah, I managed to, on the second run, like you said, ignored all the rest of life, including, you know, work where I could, and managed to squeak out a Ralk, green Red Hawk. So he's getting presentable.
Sweet.
Nice. But, pretty good. Star-Lord, though, that's, like I said, it's a...
Yeah, it's great.
Sad and good at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a 4-star, so I can't complain because I don't have those maxed out, but it was Star-Lord, so I went, Star-Lord. Dark Avengers Heroic is going on right now. 21,000 will get you a Human Torch, 37,000 for your legendary token. First to 10th place is an Iceman, and 11 through 200 will get you Rocket and Groot covers. That's a lot of Rocket and Groot.
I know. I could still use some Rocket and Groot, so I've been participating. I also discovered, while participating, I've never played the Dark Avengers storyline before. I went back and I looked, and I didn't play it in the prologue either.
Huh. Really?
Yeah. I am nowhere near finished with the prologue. I was stunned.
Man, after we encouraged everyone to finish the prologues,
I know,
get all the prizes.
I know. I did not farm the prologue appropriately. I moved on to more exciting pastures too soon. That's why I'm struggling.
If you haven't finished the prologue, then you definitely need to put a post on the forums asking people what to do with your roster slots. Invariably, there's a guy that, like, he has 4 4-star covers, 3 3-star covers, and he has 10 roster slots in total, and it's a 1-star, 2 stars, and 3. And he's like, what do I do, guys? What do I do? Stop opening tokens, please.
Next event coming up is Enemy of the State appeared today. This is one of the Mega Point ones. You need 57,000 to get your Rocket and Groot and 114,000 for your legendary token. First to 10th place gets you the oh-so-great Electra. She's as good as her movie. And places 11 through 200 gets you the super soldier that is Steve Rogers.
114,000, that sounds insane.
It does, but you get so many points for those waves in Enemy of the State.
Oh, this is true.
Yeah, I do like the wave. I like wave attacks.
Yeah, all that's right, a feature of the game I love, but 114,000, that's another dedicate your life for a while.
Sure.
All right, PvP events, Fatal Attraction with apparently not Dakin, but I'm going with Dakin because somebody complained like, not Dakin. But
Dakin.
Yeah, he's not the rock band from the 80s, so he's Dakin.
Right, but we do understand the correct pronunciation, but unless you want Craig to sing the chorus to Dream Warriors every time we mention Dakin, we're going to continue to just call him Dakin.
Hey, Ray can still patch that in because I did do it earlier. Any case, 800 got you Dakin, 1,000 Star-Lord, 1,300 for your legendary. First place was a thing, and 2 through 100 were some Doom covers. The top half of that got you some CP as well. We finished 2nd through 50th. And then coming up next is Doctor's Orders featuring said same Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
800 for a Doom, 1,000 for a thing, 1,300 for your legendary. First place is She-Thor, and 2 through 50 is your Ragnarok plus some CP, and then 51 to 100 is Ragnarok covers. All right, that's the events. So, as we said, Stink Palm's here, so we had some questions for him. How long you been playing this game?
Today was 8:05. I got my free Jean Grey purple today.
Wow. 8:05. Is that so? How close to the launch of this game did you find out about it and start?
It must have been pretty like close. Within the first 2 weeks or something.
I was
the,
gonna
the
say.
Same guy I was telling you I sold the Icy Manipula. I'm sorry, the Ancestral Recall to.
Right.
He put up a post on Facebook that was like Marvel Puzzle Quest, and I was like, "Are you serious? I'm downloading it right now."
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I'm on day 511, and I thought that was a lot.
So it was like November 2013, obviously really early.
Right. Exciting.
Yeah, it had to have been. I wish I'd have found out about it earlier, but I had to wait for Ian to tell me, so.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Well, I think
I played
Ian,
the
I think
snot
Ian
out had, of the old game, so.
I think Ian had played a month or two before I finally jumped on board.
Yeah, because he told us, I downloaded it, and then it was a couple weeks later that you did, so.
Yeah. All right, we all have our favorite combo teams. What you got? What's your favorite?
I've been running a lot of X-Force Wolverine and Iron Fist with Iron Fist at 5/5/3 because my X-Force Wolverine has 3 and is green, which makes it really worthless.
Sure. Well, who's the third?
Okay, so either Dr. Doom for even more black generation or Cage to have a secondary yellow in the event Wolverine goes down or even someone goofy like Beast works in there because no one else would use the blue, and then you can either AOE or heal if you need to, or just drop extra the bonus tiles. Cyclops is good in that group, too.
Yeah, unfortunately, Beast is... I don't have him high enough to make use of him in any form.
He's good. When you get his green where he wrecks the lab, his...
Yep.
That is fantastic. Is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the terrible thing about Hulk's green, is that Hulk's green costs more, does less damage, and it only hits one person.
Right.
And it destroys, maybe 2 more tiles? Yippee.
Yeah. Beast is way more worth it. Plus, he can heal you. I mean, he gets you all kind of mystery tiles. I mean, it's just so good.
And like any blue positive token or any blue positive tile of yours, countdown,
right,
attack, protect, or strike tile makes him do double damage for free.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's
super. So, like, that would be really cool for Punisher. If, like, if you had friendly Molotov tiles, maybe his Molotov could do more damage. That's cool. I say that because that interview that Kabir did, he said there are 3 stars that are getting buffed this year.
Yeah.
So as to encourage roster diversity. And that, I'm like crossing my fingers for Hulk and Quicksilver. And because right now, Quicksilver just like wets the bed.
he's not the best.
Aren't we getting to him later?
We are. He is the feature character of the week later. And we can discuss about how sad he is.
Yeah.
You know, X many shows ago, we talked about characters we'd want to see join the game. Who you got?
I'd love to see Rhino.
That's a character
mostly
that
because
a lot of people don't
like,
know.
Well, Rhino's the cool Rhino, not just the crappy one they put in the movie.
Yeah, not the Paul Giamatti machine. but like the Russian gamma irradiated Rhino, that's a 4-star in a heartbeat. That'd be amazing. he's really the kind of guy where, like, if you hit him, he just starts hitting you stronger. So that's the kind of guy that would have an anger mechanic like Hulk, but that would play strike tiles. I'm all for that. He would be cool. I thought at first that Kraven the Hunter would be cool, but they kind of used the trap mechanic for X-23, so I don't really want to see him. But like Sandman would be cool because we could have another guy that makes yellows. I'm really feeling that this game is missing Spider-Man villains. Like Philip Urich Hobgoblin would be sweet because of the flame sword and the sonic scream. And the other thing is he's like one of Kingpin's goons. So there's already a PvP story for Kingpin in the game, and the Hood's there, and Kingpin and Daredevil. So they could really incorporate him easy. And, like, how do you not want Norman and Harry Osborn?
Yeah.
I like Norman as the, you know, unplayable, like, over looming over everything villain. If Harry showed up as a 4-star Green Goblin, I'd be okay with that.
Well, maybe they do, like, Harry as a 4-star and then, like, the Ultimate Norman. Spider-Man Goblin.
Right.
As a 4 or a 5-star. That'd be fun. And then the only other person I want to see is Sabretooth, because he's really the kind of guy that, like, I take pleasure in gutting you, boy. So he could have a mechanic where he heals when he does damage, and that'd be cool.
Yeah, it still sounds over like they're not getting back to any X-Men associated folks anytime soon.
Well, they said like someone from All New, All Different Avengers was coming soon. And if you look at the cover of that comic, the only person that's not in the game is Nova. Or maybe Radioactive Man, if you look at the green hand in the corner. And I'd rather see Richard Rider than Radioactive Man. So
up and at them. Come here, Fallout Boy.
The wrong Radioactive Man.
I know, but it still makes me laugh. No, the line is up and at them. That's what I said. Up and at them.
Hey, but you guys were talking about like favorite teams. Who do you use every day for Deadpool Daily Quest?
I invariably have the same team for everything, for every event, because I don't feel the need to ever vary it.
Sure.
So I only use Luke Cage, Iron Fist, and Scarlet Witch.
That's strong.
It is just such a good team, and I can't champion it enough.
Sure.
Or maybe I can champion it more later. Oh.
Oh, that was cool. Ian?
Good segue. I use Black Panther, Sam Wilson, 3-star, and I've already forgotten someone else who's great. Blade.
Oh, yeah.
Blade, you know, it's a stack there, you know, attack tiles on top of strike tiles and then buff them and they really get out of hand fast. Plus, Enrage of the Panther is an excellent power.
Oh, yeah. I use him, Thor, and Bullseye.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well, because, like, the first round is almost always the hand and their attack tiles will eat you apart if you let it sit all game. So
right.
Bullseye takes them out and does damage. I can have 2 contract killers worth of strike tiles before the second round. And by the time the last round comes up, they don't get a turn. Right. And Black Panther's black does like 5,700 to 60-something to all.
With that number of strike tiles.
Right.
Yeah.
So I go a completely different route. When I first beat the big enchilada, I was using 2-star mags and 2-star storm to fuel.
Classic.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't got away from it. When I play the big enchilada,
really?
I still use 2-star characters. I
wow.
use 2-star Storm, 2-star Magneto, and Black Panther to finish everybody off. I just,
wow.
it's such a team that I like the challenge too, because trying to keep Storm alive, that is, sometimes that's a task.
Well, it'd keep you sharp in that regard, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes it takes a little longer, which that's a detriment, but I just enjoy doing it.
The 2-star group that I run is, I use Ares, Black Widow, and Wolverine, and they're fun, but it's really hard to keep them all alive, too.
I saw that. Didn't there, tell me more about the appeal you see in two-star Wolverine.
Sure. So, okay. So if Dakin or Wolverine's bastard son, whatever,
right.
You know, if his passive made two strike tiles, there'd be no reason to use Wolverine, but it doesn't. And because Black Widow gets affinity for all of her colors, she does double damage anytime there's a match. So Wolverine really makes her do extra damage.
Hmm.
And because you have two greens and two reds, you can either do an AOE for 1,000 all, or you can use Ares' yellow and Wolverine's red, split it, or do it on one target. So that's 6,000 plus from on one target from a two-star team.
Right.
Or it's 3,000 on two different targets. And then you just have Black Widow do match damage after that. And that's another almost 1,000 damage right there. It's really easy to drop 7,000 damage in two turns.
Sure.
So okay. For me, that's why I like him.
Right.
No, honestly, Thor used to be amazing when the game first started. And they nerfed him. You know, if you go and look on the forums and look at the original Thor, he used to make way more yellow and way less green. And his, like, all of their abilities, when you put covers into them, the cost went down. Like, Wolverine's green used to cost 3 to fire.
Wow. That's outrageous.
Everybody was using Thor and Wolverine. They called it Thor-Varine. And so they nerfed him. And then, like, classic Magneto, his blue ability used to cost 2
right.
or something. It was like 3 or 2. So you could get your AP back and keep spamming it. Spider-Man's stun used to cost 2 AP.
Wow.
So
yeah, that was even before my time. I don't remember.
Yeah, there's a lot of characters that got nerfed.
Right. And, you know, I feel like, you know, nowadays they try to keep it to, you know, only when someone has a particularly potent combo. I mean, they had to dial back 2-star Magneto again after they were infinite turns.
It ruined my Venom.
That's your own fault.
It is. I shouldn't have mentioned it on the podcast.
You shouldn't have mentioned it to Joe directly.
That's true.
I'm really worried they're going to do the same to Punisher.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Because they don't want some 3-star.
No, you can't have somebody out there crying because their level 500 Silver Surfer got shot in the face by the Punisher.
It cost them $15,000 to do that.
Right. So, who do you use for your 1-star? Are you a Juggernaut person?
I'm about to get rid of my Spider-Man and go back to Juggernaut.
I use Venom, which everyone mocks me for, but I love 1-star Venom.
I understand. Spider-Man's really fun, but
yeah,
he's really fun, but there's like, you know, a day or two out of every 3 weeks or so where you just can't use him because they put in Bagman.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm probably going to ditch him and go back to Juggernaut.
Yeah. I've been thinking of going to Juggernaut just so when they have the balance of power.
Oh, he's a menace.
You can, because it's his stupid headbutt just does a zillion menace. Points of damage.
And, like, they fixed that in the console game. Evidently, it costs more and doesn't do as much damage.
Oh, well, hopefully we won't see that.
I'm hoping.
All right, let's get to this year episode. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to ask. Oh, no, I was going to ask Eric what alliance he was in and how do they do in the grand scheme.
Yeah, my alliance name is Haterade. It's a, you know, obviously just a Dave Chappelle reference, but. Right. We had an alliance that one of my alliance mates was in. He was a commander, and then he quit playing for like a year, but he was still in, and we couldn't boot him because he was a commander. And so he, like, if he would have logged in every other month, he'd have like 100,000 ISO. We were constantly sending him stuff over Facebook, but he never came in, and he just started playing again like a month and a half ago. So
okay.
He messaged me, and I said, yeah, it's Haterade now. You should join. I'll kick someone out for you. We do all right. We're mostly PvP, and I feel like PvP is getting way harder for me for some reason. Like, it's pulling teeth to hit 1,000. I must have spent...
I've never hit 1,000.
I must have spent 300, 500 HP just shielding and buying extra heals and stuff, just on top of what I usually do, which is, like, I do an 8-hour shield and a 3-hour or whatever.
Right.
Just so that I can get my heals back. So that I can hit 1,000. I've never been able to get above that, but I do okay. I'm usually the highest guy in my alliance. I might hit 10,000 this season. I didn't last season. I was just under it.
A lot of travel for the holidays cost you your 10,000.
No, it last season was tough.
Okay.
There was a handful where I didn't have the right character, or I only recently put money into the game. Okay. Otherwise, I was using Google Opinion Rewards.
Right.
Hmm.
If you're using Android, it's really cool. You can just answer random surveys. You get 50 cents, 10 cents, 30 cents here. So I've spent $5 on the game from Google Play money a couple different times. But I finally decided, like, it's 2 years I've been playing this game. So I spent $50 last week, and I got roster slots. But I needed them. I didn't have a Sam Wilson. I didn't have a Mohawk Storm. I don't have a Sentry. So when those PvPs come up, I'm hosed.
Right.
Because people see that like 70 HP loser loner. They're like, well, I'm going to go pick this guy's bug really quick. Yeah. Have you guys worked on the simulator yet?
Yeah, I finished mine now to get the, was it X-23? Was that, who was at the end?
No,
this was Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Oh, last time was X-23. Yeah, this time was Ghost Rider.
This was much more exciting. I didn't get a Ghost Rider to begin with, so yeah, the Ghost Rider.
Yeah,
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm now just constantly every day seeing you've been defeated in simulator.
Yeah,
so my overall points are not going anywhere.
I got lucky last night. I went from like 900 to 2,000, and I only lost one or two fights.
Ooh, nice.
Fluke, complete fluke.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way of getting to 10,000 in the season for me. I'm at like 6,500 and. Like I said, I keep getting beaten down in the simulator.
Yeah, but what you guys do that I don't, that I can appreciate, is you guys do a lot more PvE.
Yeah.
True.
I like the storyline events a lot.
That's cool.
I play enough PvP, dude. I always finish out the simulator. I grind until I get the 4,000 to get my 10-pack. And then generally, I mostly ignore them outside of the, you know, doing the matches enough to get that 101 points to get that token and not really worry about it a whole lot.
No, I always try and make a blast toward the end and see if I, you know, how I can get that 650 or something.
I think right now I'm down to 3,800 season points, something like that. I was at 4,500 something at one point, so I've lost 700 since I quit bothering to pay attention.
So, Craig, after your disaster this season, just think how excellent next season's 10-pack is going to be for you.
I agree. I am going to have, as we lead into this, I'm going to have Moonstone at the, she's going to be the bomb. She's going to be level 216 with a bullet. So getting into that, champion.
I was going to say, 216, you say? Tell me more.
I will tell you more. Tell me what I've also won, Johnny. Champions has been announced officially. Like, so starting tomorrow, January 7th, you will be able to promote your characters to champion level.
Which will actually be today, because I won't be posting
this. Sure, by the time you listen
to this,
it will probably be tomorrow. Time travel. Ooh.
Wibbly wobbly.
Yeah, it's timey-wimey. So things you can do. Two-star characters can what you're going to do is you're going to trade in extra covers for a maxed-out character. You're going to pay a one-time ISO fee to upgrade a character to a champion level. I've completely forgot the numbers, and they completely blind through my head. Let me pull it up.
Gosh.
The cost of ISO?
The ISO cost. I had it in front of me.
It is $5,000 for a two-star,
right?
And then 10, 15, and 20. So
right.
$10,000 for a three-star, 15 for 4, and 20,000 for a 5.
Which, that is a bargain, if you ask me.
That is a bargain for a 5-star.
For any level, I think that's a very fair price in ISO.
It's not 7,500 for a 3-star?
That's not what I read.
No. I could have sworn. Maybe I made it up in my head, but I thought for sure I saw that somewhere. I saw some screenshots. Let me find that article with the screenshots.
We'll find out tomorrow?
I suppose we will. I thought the screenshots I saw, it was 5,000 for a 2-star, 7,500 for a 3-star. 10,000 for a 4-star.
Both seem plausible. Not certain. In any case.
You pay this fee.
Yes.
Then what you can do is, at your whim, rearrange your skills any way you like.
Yes.
So if you don't like how your cover's played out initially, you can change your 355 to a 553. And you can do this even in between fights. So if you're in an event and you want to change it because you see, you know, something's the way the event's playing out, you want to change it, you can change it.
That's that part alone has me super excited.
Yeah.
So that means I don't have to sit through, you know, wait a whole month and a half for that Deadpool Daily to come around so that I can fix the error that I made with my Sam Wilson 3-star.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And then,
it'll work great for guys like Cage, too, who don't really have a bad build.
Yeah,
for sure.
Good. So good. You then, as you get more covers for those characters, instead of just selling them off for ISO like you did in the past, you can now add them to your champion. One cover equals one level. So you actually will increase the level max. So for a 2-star, you start going up to level 95, 96, whatever. You can add, 2-stars can go up 50 levels. So they can go up
144.
Man, my math is hard. 3-stars can, and 4-stars can get 100 bonus levels. to take you up to 266, and five stars can go to ludicrous speed if you've got $11 trillion in your back pocket and you can somehow come up with 113 five-star tokens, or 213 or whatever it is, the ludicrous amount of tokens to get your five-star up to some absurd level.
Right. So I have to admit, I was perplexed when I first heard this news, because I was like, how does – if all the star levels of people are being raised incrementally the same, you know, 250 and then 100 for everybody else, how does that help in boosting my two stars? Because now my two stars that have been boosted are only going to run into even more powerful three and four stars that they couldn't compete with before. But then it occurred to me that, you know, it'll obviously be much for your average player, not, you know, excluding your superpower players. It'll be much easier to get those two stars to a level of 144 and back in the mix before any of the four and five stars can start. Before most of the four and five stars can start shooting to that level. Like, you know, I've been stockpiling standard covers for many months now. So hopefully if I, you know, take the time to open all 400 by tomorrow or by Friday morning, I should be able to, you know, have any two star I want at 144.
And that was not an exaggeration. 400 standard tokens.
Right. Right. So hopefully that will pay off in a small way. I'm hoping to get, if I open 400 standard tokens, I probably won't get as many as I claimed. I'll probably get like 52 star tokens.
Right. They'll all be Moonstone.
I'm okay with that. If I get there first.
Something else to keep track of: when you add these covers, you also get side rewards.
Holy smokes, that's the second best part.
You will get some ISO 8, you'll get some hero points, you'll get command points, and there are some character-specific bonuses.
Yeah.
For example, if there's a 2-star and a 3-star version of some character, as you boost up the 2-star one, you will get a free 3-star cover of that same character. And same from 3 to 4. So that's pretty sweet. And they said for people that don't have multiples, will be thematic. So if you upgrade your 3-star Magneto enough times, you will get a Charles Xavier cover.
That's super exciting.
As a reward.
If for no other reason, people who don't have an upgraded version of themselves, I really want to find out the thematic elements of all the other people.
Right.
I want to know what champion and Black Panther gets me.
Oh, yeah. Good question.
Yeah, it is a good question. I have no idea. I don't
know. And as you said, Craig, I want to know what
y'all hang out with.
Right. I want to know what someone say a word for me.
Championing? That's hard to say.
Yeah,
making a character a champion level.
Great. I want to find out what cover I get with Moonstone, to be quite honest.
You'll probably get a Captain Marvel.
All right. I'll take it.
Even though you could just get Captain Marvel from Captain Marvel.
Right.
So that doesn't really help. Sentry? Isn't she Sentry Psychologist?
She is.
Yeah, sure. You'll probably get a Sentry.
Right.
Someone is going to champion a Bagman just to troll, and that's going to be real funny.
What's funny is I've been carrying Bagman in a slot for a few weeks, and I finally sold him last night. And I'm like, no, I'm going to actually put characters I can actually use as champions. And it's trash Bagman. I'm like, all right, you just go away. Just go away. I've sold him so many times. Like, I keep bringing him in. I'm like, this is the time. This is the time I'm going to keep him forever just to say that I've got a fully maxed out Bagman. And I'm like,
maybe that's the way to entice your listener base, right? You could tell someone like, we'll have you on the podcast if you have a champion maxed out Bagman. And then some, pompous fool from the forums will be like, I do, look.
Maybe just bring him on and mock him endlessly.
I can just imagine all the love on the Reddit subforum, everyone going, you did what? Why did you do that?
Well, not to mention that we currently have on the one of the few people that I know will make a quick champion out of Ragnarok.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Eric's love for Ragnarok is well known.
I'm thinking about it. He is so awesome with Kamala. When there was a PvP, like a 5-day period where he was boosted, Kamala was boosted, and Thor was boosted. So I ran them all together. Someone was going to hit you with an AoE, and it was going to hurt bad. You couldn't avoid it.
Right.
No, but Kamala makes a bunch of greens. His blue makes charge tiles, plus heals him, which makes her heal the whole team. And then you let Thor get all the yellow. So there's so much green that comes from that group.
Yeah, if only she didn't have to keep going ding. Man,
I turn the sounds off. I don't listen to it.
I was going to say, when you first told me about that, that's what I had to do. I had to go actively seek that out because I, have a, small child, and I'm usually sharing a room with my wife when I'm playing, and I'm like, this game has sounds?
Yeah, I will have to try that when I am able to get some embiggened covers.
Right.
Because
so you guys,
I don't
have you just hoarded your standard tokens, right?
Correct, yes.
Not just.
Well, the last couple of days I've saved my taco tokens and things because I knew this was coming up real quick.
Right, and I do too. I always save my taco tokens until I see a vault that looks really appealing to me.
Yeah,
and
then I like that.
What, this taco token saving?
Yeah, she has like 50 just stocked up just in case.
Yep, that's what I did. I saw an appealing vault and I just went for it, and it was well worth it. I got
everything you needed at the beginning.
Yeah, Ghost Rider and everything else I could have hoped. But yes, all the other ones I do open almost immediately.
Yeah,
I have a weird superstition about waiting till the event is officially over before I open them. But I never have more than, like, you know, three or four of them.
Cool.
Did you see the teaser for the new character?
The out of the blue into the black?
Yeah, well, they actually showed off the powers.
Oh, I did not.
Yeah.
I haven't gone to the forum in the past couple of hours.
Yeah, and it's really, it will really give credibility to people saying Nightcrawler.
God, that would make me so happy.
Yeah, one of the abilities is, like, they can disappear. One of the other abilities is they can come out of nowhere and attack. And I'm like, how is that not Banth?
Damage. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Here. I just pulled it up. 6 blue. If invisible, deals bonus damage. Otherwise, deals damage and stuns for a turn. For 14 green, deals damage to target enemy, ignoring effects of any projectiles. That's cool. And stuns a random enemy for 2 turns. And then the purple is a passive. Enemy strikes tiles add 45% less damage to a minimum of 1 while enemy is stunned and the character is invisible.
Huh. Yeah. Well, okay, so it's either him or what, like maybe Kitty Pryde or something?
Yeah, I suppose she could phase and take less damage.
Yeah.
It's not really invisible, though.
Well, she's more invisible than Nightcrawler. He's
right.
Never really invisible.
Right.
I don't know.
Plus, he's super stealthy.
But she goes, you know, see-through, so she's kind of invisible.
Right.
Well, everybody was thinking Black Bolt until they named the abilities.
The abilities don't fit Black Bolt in any way.
No, they don't. And I can get on board with the Nightcrawler.
They've told us again, there will be no more X-Men.
He suggested that there would be less X-Men because they were a little too heavy. But, mm-hmm. you know, Miles doesn't actually turn invisible, even though he can turn invisible in the game.
Right.
He goes camouflagey, right?
Right. Nightcrawler is incredibly stealthy and disappeary.
Man, I like some of the posts on the forum. It makes me laugh. One person is suggesting Mysterio. That would be crazy.
Yeah, that would be
ludicrous.
Fun.
I don't even believe that for a second.
And the other person is saying that it should be Cloak and Dagger. I was like, oh, Cloak and Dagger, they were lame.
They were definitely on top of the poll of characters that are wanted, right?
Oh, man.
I hope so.
Sorry, kids, we know you wanted Gambit, but we're going to give you a terrible character group.
I mean, I could see Kitty Pryde or Nightcrawler, but man, like, it's Joe was pretty adamant about the fact that they felt they had dipped way into the X-Men pool too often recently.
Maybe he felt so guilty about taking away your Venom, he decided to give you your one Christmas wish.
It could be, because, you know, I have been checking. They still have not given me squirrels.
Right.
And I keep looking, and I keep hoping. So, as we're talking about this other stuff, they are making changes to characters, and I'm still rooting. Come on, squirrels.
But I figure it's coming to fruition in that order. I figure I got Ghost Rider. You can have Nightcrawler, and Ray will get nothing.
No, I actually voted for Silver Surfer.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, well, there you go.
I'd be happy with my squirrels.
Well, that's exciting. I'm really excited about that. I'm also excited. We didn't really discuss this much, and they only briefly touched on it in the upcoming things that apparently it was so well liked. A Galactus style event is coming yet again.
Yeah. Super excited about that. I love the Galactus events.
I really do too. It really seems to motivate and unify the Alliance into action.
All right. Other stuff, other changes. You will no longer be able to purchase skill abilities with hero points.
Mm. Yeah, there was a lot of backlash about that. Hi-Fi made a post and said it was going to be delayed until next Wednesday because of it.
Oh.
I've never done that, but I suppose people do. But they're trying, you know, really to push the third currency now, the command points, and that will be how you have to do it in the future.
Right. That's fine. I would like to see command points have additional value other than legendary token purchasing.
Which they are making cheaper, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Your legendary token is going down from 25 to 20.
What? That's outrageous. So it's a bargain.
Yeah, you'll be able to cash in all the
Yeah, the only thing that sucks about that is, I'm sure your guys' Alliance did too, but it seemed like every day there was like free point for supporting Puzzle Quest. So I bought like 2-3 legendary tokens in the last week.
Right.
And I would have loved to have waited.
Yeah.
Had I known that.
Yeah, when the 30% bonus was going on, I think everyone in our alliance dropped $20.
Oh, yeah. Right.
But I spent those instantly as soon as I got to 25 each time.
Right. Can you not? It's hard to resist.
Yeah, I mean, I need more 4-star and 5-star things. Other things that they've announced for sure, Captain Falcon is getting a boost in his power levels.
Much needed.
Yeah. And then saying hero abilities have been adjusted. Abilities will be stronger at lower levels, weaker at medium levels, and unchanged at max level, which I found interesting. And 2-star characters will have their health slightly adjusted after their max level to account for being made champions.
Okay.
So take what you get out of that.
There's just a post from Hi-Fi saying that there's going to be a delay, a complete delay of everything.
What?
Oh, no.
In order to allow players more time to utilize hero points to purchase power upgrades, we will not be changing the new Command Boy currency requirements for power upgrades until Wednesday, January 13th.
Right. They're still going to allow people to champion tomorrow or today, and that's fine.
Yeah,
that's what we really want.
That's good enough.
Yeah, all I've been looking for is this champion thing.
Right.
But wait a second. One small caveat to facilitate this change, we need to make a few quick tweaks behind the scenes, and the launch of champion levels will be slightly delayed. Look for champion levels to go live closer to tomorrow evening rather than the daytime. So it's still tomorrow.
That's fine. That's fine. Carry on.
Hold on to my tokens and wait.
Is this in the news and announcements on the forum?
It is general discussion.
Yep. All right. I see it.
That just came out.
What are these people? Who are these people complaining they don't have enough time to plan ahead?
Well, they got
to
use up all those hero points.
Yeah, buy character slots.
Nope.
I was actually thinking about that with the changes that they're announcing. ISO is going to be way more desirable than hero points.
Well, those character slots are always expensive and they're always valuable.
Right. Yeah. And so are shields. But at the same time, man, you need the ISO to make the champion. And then you also need the ISO, to level your character still.
Use your hero points to buy ISO. So.
Oh, who would do that? Come on.
Right. You don't pump more ISO into them for leveling. You just add covers, correct?
Correct.
For the champions, yes.
Right.
Which is awesome, because then you can just get the covers, and you get bonuses out of using those covers.
Right.
Like it's a win-win. Oh, I'm sad about that, but all right, so it means I can't champion anyone until after work tomorrow, it sounds like.
So here's a question that just arose in my mind, and it seems simple enough. If I champion someone who is not – can you champion someone who you've not maxed out yet?
No.
Evidently, no.
Okay. That makes more sense, because I was like
– I think it says it fairly – yeah, I'm rereading it real quick. But, yeah, you have to – it has to be a maxed out character. It has to be max level.
Excellent. So, yeah, if you've got a character where you're stuck getting enough of that third, power or something, you're still stuck.
Right. So if you – again, the example we had earlier, if you have, say, Nick Fury and he's at 155, you can't champion him and then reshuffle him so that he's at
– right. Like I said, my Iron Fist was at 155 months and months until I finally got those two greens.
But my argument is actually about the ISO and hero points is actually for all the characters, all the 3-stars that I have, all the covers for. But I have yet to, it'll take me 3 million ISO in order to get them all leveled.
Right. I forgot about that, too. So you have to get them not only cover maxed, but
they have to be level maxed as
well. Yeah, you got them to get them to 166.
Yeah, okay. You're right. ISO is going to be, hopefully, I'll have enough to make, at least my valued characters. I'm not going to start championing everybody like nuts right away, but exciting. I'm still excited, even with minor delay. I've recovered from my depression.
Yeah, it seems to be a minor delay, and I can understand delaying the command point change for a little bit.
Sure.
That doesn't impact quite as much, but the champion delay is at least it's only for hours, not like a week. When I first started reading it, I was scared.
Yeah, maybe there's something else we're missing on what got announced here. Oh, your power upgrades. Like I said, they now cost command points. So it'll be 20 command points to upgrade a 3-star's power, 120 for a 4-star, and 720 for a 5-star. And if you've got 720 command points, what are you doing? Buy some covers. It's cheaper to buy the covers, buy the tokens, to try to get that power. Especially if
you get that one specific power.
I mean, if they lower the legendary tokens to 20.
Oh, 20 per purchase. Oh, that's a bargain.
For 720, you're buying an awful lot of tokens. You're probably going to get the color you want. especially right now, there's not that many 4-star and 5-stars. You probably won't get the one you want. I mean, geez.
Right. I guess at worst, you can turn it back into ISO. I've never had to sell a 4-star cover. How much ISO is it worth?
1,000?
I don't know. I haven't either.
I can tell you because I have a black X-Force Wolverine that
okay.
I... 1,000.
Okay, that makes sense.
Oh, which means, right, I need to go into my roster. Now that things are delayed, I need to sell off the things that are going to expire. I'm like, oh, they expire 12 hours from now. I can totally do this tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I've got to make...
So I get to sell this Thor.
I have to make about 60,000 ISO in the next 11 days, or I lose this X-Force Wolverine, and I can't champion him. Can't have that happen.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, I've got the rest of my stack of things down to 1 day and 9 hours is the next one. So
what do you have? What do you have your Wolverine at as far as powers?
He's at 355, and that's just how the covers have fell.
Okay, yeah, mine's just the same. I just have what I got, but it's 444. So really even distribution,
right?
But I would rather get a green or black, more so a black. I mean, the yellow is great, but. Yeah, not quite as good. Not
he's boosted
I
right
as
now
much.
In PvP in my X-Force Wolverine 330, and it does 990 per.
Mm. Wow.
Hubba hubba.
That is sweet.
It's just a kill button.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill Hulkbuster or Jean in various.
Oh, you got to kill Jean.
She is by far the worst character I've ever come across.
Oh, yeah, one thing people ask on the forums a lot and on the subreddit is what group do you avoid? I avoid Jean and Loki together. Not because they're so tough. It's just that you have to walk on eggshells with them where you get slapped around and they steal all your AP and it frustrates me.
Well, they're stealing all your stuff. Oh, you made a 5 match. All right, now you're stunned. You can't do it. Like, it's just infuriating.
And the 5 counts as a 4 match as well. So Loki's like,
right.
Right.
And
I—it's
not quite the neater, but you know, almost.
I get more cascades when fighting against Jean, and the worst times ever.
Oh yeah,
oh, I got a cascade. Oh, I'm stunned for 2 turns and almost dead. Crap.
Which makes for one last question I have before I think we move to the next segment of our show. I, when looking for advice from the three of you, I am currently running Loki at 553. I just got a Mischief from probably a Deadpool Daily. So I'd like to bump Mischief. I'd like to bump that 3 up to a 4 because that'll take that takes the countdown tiles from 3 countdown to a 2 countdown. And since they happen on the opponent's turn, it'll make it, you know, jumps it right down to a 1 almost instantly. Long story longer. Which 5 would you drop?
My Loki's 535. You gotta have that green at max.
Oh, you think it's beyond level 4? It's even better at level 5?
Oh, yeah, because it happens on their turn.
Right, right.
So
does
by the time
it
gets
again?
To your turn,
uh-huh.
You have one turn to go.
Right. Well, at 3, it's at 3. So at 4, it takes it to 2. So at 1, it takes it to – or it's 5, it takes it to 1?
No, it's still 2.
Okay, it says it's 2 turns, but you look at it
right,
as –
right, right. I understand that. What I'm saying is what's the difference from going to from four level 4 green to level 5 green?
I have level 5 green now. It converts 4 basic tiles of that color into 2 turn countdowns.
Okay, so is it 4 tiles instead of 3 tiles? That must
yeah,
be
it's
4
it's
and
three.
They go off in effectively
right, right.
One of
but, yeah, the upgrade I'm looking to go now is cuz I currently have green at 3 and when I take it to 4, it takes it to that 2 turn countdown tiles and
yes.
Like you were explaining and I had yeah, also that's why it was so appealing to me cuz it happens on their turn so it goes, you know, it's practically a 1 countdown tile.
Yeah.
So I absolutely want to get that green up at least one more level. I just don't know. So Eric's obviously for dropping illusions from a 5 to a 4.
I am at exactly the same 535 and won't be changing them. So
okay,
mine's at 553, but that's just because that's what I got.
Right. Same here, and I think so. It seems like the consensus is drop purple to raise green.
Well, there are better purples out there.
Yeah, there are. There are a lot better purples out there, and. I mean,
that one never works
out
for me anyway. It doesn't do anything when I fire it off.
You get all the swaps. You just get some more swaps.
Right, right, right.
I don't think it's that powerful.
But when I use it, nothing happens. Like, the computer uses that against me, and man, it just rains cascades all over the board. I fire that power off, and it does exactly 0 points of damage.
Oh,
it takes up way too much time of my day as I watch the things go shuffle, 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 and then nothing happens.
No, see, I find it just buys me more time. You know, to have more options on my turn, which is why I like it. But I understand what you guys are saying. 32 tile swaps is probably more than enough. If I dropped it down to 4 and had something like 25 tile swaps, it'd probably be just as effective in, you know, prolonging my turn, creating more options, and I could increase the green to a better level where I want it.
Well, the only other thing is if you pair him with like Scarlet Witch, you can get purple really easy, and it's only 5 to fire off this swap. So maybe take one out of the black and go like move towards 3-5-5. I think I might do that.
Oh, that's interesting. See, because I really like the black, but I find myself using him a lot with the hood. So when I'm fighting, what's the proper name for goons in this game?
I like goons. I don't know. I like
goons. Yeah. Not like thugs. When I'm fighting things that can't swap and I just need to do nothing but blow up countdown tiles and suppress them from getting AP. Oh my God. Him and the hood are just stealing AP. They don't have any AP ever. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Right. And the illusions allows you to swap things around. So you have a better chance of knocking out those countdowns.
Correct. Yeah. Absolutely. Throw in, like I believe Ray told me about, throw in some Steve Rogers so that you can compare the intimidation with his shield returns. It's such an excellent combo.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of goons, one I wanted to complain about is, man, when they had that teamed up with Carnage the other day and Symbiote Sides was firing off like every other turn because the goons kept making red.
Yeah.
And Carnage just like, Symbiote Sides. And I'm like, ow, stop that. It hurts so bad.
Yeah, I don't like Carnage because he hurts the team, but holy crap, apparently if you get him high enough.
Woo, man, he was dealing out the damage.
Yeah, that was devastating. Oh, and the other place Loki is incredibly useful is in that Galactus event. Those countdown tiles that he throws out there, illusions, non-stop useful.
Right.
Get him off the bottom of the board.
Yeah. It's a fantastic power. I teamed with him and the 3-star Magneto and Storm. Rearrange the board, destroy as many tiles as you can. That's what that, and yeah, he was. They were great against Galactus.
All right, Ian, insert sound effect to do some things.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if that's all the new stuff, it's time for the featured character of the week.
Feature character of the week.
This week, our featured character is Quicksilver. Quicksilver is one of, yeah, he does make the sigh noise. As we were grinding down the 3-star list, he's one of the more recent and final 3-stars. And
maybe we shouldn't use his name either. Maybe it should be Wanda's brother.
Magneto's son.
Depends on your canon whether he's Magneto's son, but okay.
Yeah, in my universe, he's still Magneto's son.
Maximoff Jr., I don't know what you want to call him. But there was a lot of late 3-stars that emerged, and Scarlet Witch was the successful one, and Quicksilver and Vision seem to be less so. But we're just going to talk about Quicksilver for a little bit. His powers are black, blue, and green. I'm going to take them a little bit out of order because it seems like his passive power is almost the cornerstone for all his other powers. His blue power, supersonic, it's a passive power.
Supersonic?
Yes, it's essentially he creates, whenever anybody makes a blue match, he locks a random team-up tile. If there are already at least 4 locked tiles, they all explode, doing damage to the enemy team. The damage is 2,156 at max level. Also, these locked tiles help to promote his other 2 abilities. His black power is Idle Hands, has a power cost of 11 black AP, and you can reduce the AP cost by 1 for every locked tile that he has on board, down to a minimum of 7 AP.
But it does first, really mediocre damage.
It does.
Less than mediocre. Yeah.
You swap the position of 2 selected basic tiles is what it does. And as you increase levels, they tax on a little bit of damage. Max damage being, we'll say, 1,600 damage. His final power, his green power, Fists of Fury. This costs 10 green AP. The AP cost can be reduced by 1 for every locked tile again on the board, down to a minimum of 6. It creates a random critical tile, and it deals some damage. So he puts a random critical tile out there, and best case scenario, you're doing 1,800 damage.
Fist of Fury, doesn't that star Black Fantastic?
It does star Black Fantastic.
Yeah, he's super terrible, I think.
I don't know if he's super terrible, but he is
supersonic.
It's
too much. They're too easy to get rid of for the fact that you effectively need to make 5 blue matches without anyone getting rid of. I mean, it's when anyone makes a blue match, I get it. But man, that should be like knocked down from 4-2 or something.
I don't know. You're hurting the entire enemy team, so it...
You are.
And it goes through invisibility.
It does.
But I would rather it kicked off more often for less damage.
Yeah. I mean, in the movie, in the X-Men movie, he takes on a group of police by himself.
Yep.
And in here, he's really just a bedwetter.
Yeah. I mean, obviously that's, you know, two different movie universes, but that scene where they're breaking into the place and he kind of goes around and moves all the bullets and moves everyone's guns and pours coffee on the guy, like he's just doing all kind of crazy stuff. Like, that's what Quicksilver should be doing. Like, he's, yeah.
Not just standing on the side of the screen yawning.
Right. Exactly.
That is definitely.
That animation is terrible.
The tractor. Yeah, his animation is poor. Makes me sad.
Like, when you look at guys like, I looked at Loki on the forums, and overwhelmingly, 69% of the people use 5.3.5 for Loki. But when you look at Quicksilver, some people are like, 5.5.3, 5.3.5. But it's really split. No one really knows, because he sucks.
Yeah, there's no really good build. He's like a mediocre utility character that, yeah, it's just not great.
I run mine at 3.5.5 just because idle hands, it just costs way too much. I'm not spending 11 black on that. I can do way better things with black.
Oh, yeah, totally. But the other thing is, both he and Wanda have passive blues. That doesn't really help.
Yeah.
Right. It makes them really difficult to run together, apparently.
And that shouldn't be the case at all.
No. No, they should definitely be considerably more complementary.
I mean, like,
go ahead.
Like Black Widow, 3-star Black Widow and 2-star Hawkeye are great. She makes the match fives. He does the speed shot.
Oh, yeah.
But the twins, they're terrible.
Speaking of which, I can't wait to see a championed up speed shot. I'm curious as to how that plays out.
So for a while, I had fun playing while I was leveling them. I kept Vision, Quicksilver, and Scarlet Witch at roughly the same level. And they were fun. At the point where I was fighting, you know, a level 30 group of goons, if you put them up against anybody who's dangerous, they're just toast. I mean, Scarlet Witch can hold her own when she's leveled, but the other two, even together, just mediocre at best. I did that after the Avengers movie just because, though.
Yeah.
That's fine. Nope, that is acceptable.
Yeah, it's just a character that I have at fully covered. I never use him.
I do have him at 5.3.5, but again, that's just because that's the way the covers fell.
I mean, I even maxed him out. Like, he's at level 166. I just never used him. Well, you know, I like to max out characters at 166. I've got a couple.
Apparently, you've had more ISO than I have.
All right. I don't want to be a Buzz Killington, but this show is...
running super long.
Super long for time. So yes. We're going to have to stop enjoying ourselves and start winding it down.
I'm down. Was there anything super exciting that people got as rewards that needed to be mentioned?
I will throw out there that I did manage to get a legendary token. I managed to pull a Nick Fury, and I was very happy about that, especially since his fight is coming up soon.
Yeah. Right.
So he will be using up all my ISO so that I can hopefully win that. But it gave me a
Crash
second
of the Titans,
cover.
I got a Red Hulk Buster from that, so that was sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a crap Star-Lord, so it was not so exciting.
It looks like you also got a Venom, an Invisible Woman, and another Mr. Fantastic.
No, that was last week's show.
Oh, you just left that in there?
Yeah, I
was like, wow, you are just...
script. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Way to deceive me unintentionally.
Oh, hey, for our listeners, we're going to skip listener comments this week since we had a listener on the show. That's a guest. We will catch up next week outside of the docking comments. Ian, anything else? What'd you get? You get anything?
No, I can't recall. I made no efforts to open tokens. I've been stockpiling again. Haven't seen any vaults that I wanted to really crack into, so I skipped that. I guess that green Loki was possibly the most exciting cover I got.
Okay. Well, we should all report back. We'll report back next week with how we are championing.
See,
that's a hard word.
Everybody's messed that word up. I will let you know how my 363 standard 30.
Yes.
32 star tokens, 17 vault tokens, and a 10 pack workout.
Right. I'll let you know if I was able to open even one of my standard tokens, or if I've gotten too far into this hoarding thing. I'm going to end up on a show on A&E.
All right, so all things even, who gets championed first for you guys then?
If I got covers, Luke Cage, without a doubt. He's the best character I have.
I already have Doom cover sitting in wait, so he is likely my first 3-star. I will, as I said, I still am in love with the 2-star Magneto and Storm, so if I get covers from them, they will likely be on my list as well. Just because.
Right. I definitely want to sample some 2-stars, but I really had a cover distribution error with my 3-star Sam Wilson, so I would champion him immediately to correct that so that I could stop having so many purple covers and fix Red Wing.
Yeah, Red Wing is awesome.
That is a good point. If I had to pick a second one, though, man, Scarlet Witch comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap, she's so powerful.
I love me some Scarlet Witch. Ian, tell me about the podcast networks.
The podcast network. Is it soon to be named?
It is soon to be named. It's got a sweet logo.
We're on it. Oh, my God. So many good shows. Long Box Heroes, hosted by Leonard F. Chikarison and his friend Todd. My friend Todd. Ray's friend Todd. Craig's arch nemesis, Todd.
He's not my arch nemesis. It's not my fault. He works at Cinnabon.
He does not. Anyway, they have a great show. It's all about comic books. It's the Long Box Heroes. You should check it out. They have a follow-up show to that, Long Box Heroes After Dark. Anything they didn't have time to get to or didn't fit into their original format, they will cover in Long Box Heroes After Dark.
Hey, Leonard was able to answer our Lockjaw question, by the way.
Oh, yes, he did.
Oh, great. Did we have a question?
That's really all he does.
Oh, good on him.
Yeah.
That was something else. We've got the Podvocacy, which is hosted by Jason and Dave, where they talk about all their pop culture interests, you know, movies, music, TV shows, video games, and the like. We have the live YouTube show, the Fresher and Parlance Show, hosted by none other than Fresher and Parlance, where they talk about the happenings of the week and have a few exciting special little side projects that they discuss. And lastly, we most certainly have the Prodigal Sons podcast, where they find something that I have not seen or done, talk about it for as long as possible, and then end the podcast before I can speak.
Well, at least you're not resentful or anything.
That's... No, not at all. Not at all bitter. But apparently they do hold the Guinness Book of World Records for the world's longest game of Cards Against Humanity. So there is that. But as Craig likes to point out, it's curse heavy at times. So please podcast MA if you do tune into that. Otherwise, make time for the soon to be named podcast network. Craig, get us out of here.
Sweet. All right. As always, we want to thank everybody for joining us. Always check for updates at PuzzleWarriors3.com. On iTunes, on Stitcher, on Podomatic. Check us out in the the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit on Reddit. You can leave messages for us via the discuss feature on our website. Any comments, suggestions, things you just want to chat about, feel free to give us a yell. If you want to throw us a bone, click on the Amazon banner. Costs you nothing. It gives us a few pennies to help run our website. And that's all we got. I want to thank Stink Palm for joining us this week. It was cool to have a guest, so thanks.
Yay.
For coming in.
Thanks a lot. Seriously, it was a joy.
Excellent.
No one's ever said that when talking to us before. But that's it for tonight. Good night for now. And remember, fellas, always protect your nuts. Good night.
I didn't read that to prepare myself. Good night.
Good night. Favorite character.
He said that we pronounced Dakin wrong.
Well, okay. Boy, that's going to come up since I'm going to talk about this PvP event featuring Dakin. You remember any Dakin songs? I don't even think I came up with any Dakin.
Yes.
It's been so long.
I love Dakin. What are you talking about?
I'm talking that was 25 years ago, and I don't remember any Dakin songs.
I think I have some on my iPhone. What are you doing?
I can't think of any that aren't Dream Warriors.
Oh,
oh, Dream Warriors. We ain't going to dream no more.
I had to Google it. I'm not even
going to lie. The dream. It was the theme song for Elm Street 4.
Right. Not 3, I think.
I thought 4 was Dream Warriors.
No, I think 3.
Is it 3? All right. Yeah. Whatever.